Okay, so Rambam begins Hilchot Tshuva by delineating exactly where one needs Tshuva, and that is, he begins by saying, Kol HaMitzvah Shebetayra, any mitzvah, be it as a may, any commandment in the Torah, bein essay, bein lesay, whether the commandment is something which is a positive mitzvah one has to engage in, which one did not do so, or bein lesay, something which one should refrain from, and one did not refrain, and one had it was over on the mitzvah, lesay, say, im over adam al achas men, bein bezodon, bein bishkaga, and he goes on, he says, someone was violated this mitzvah, be it deliberately, but Zadon or Bishkago, or accidentally, he went ahead and was over on a mitzvah, he would have to go ahead and follow, as Rambam Bittia goes on to express, the protocol for tshuva. What's quite apparent to Rambam, he starts off by saying, Bein Bezadon, Bein Bishkago, Mezid and Shagig. Now we know the three classifications in halacha. There's Mezid, where something is done deliberately with the purpose of the intent to go ahead and violate halacha. The Shagig, where somebody was, in a sense, careless. And the third classification of Einus, where one does an Avera, he definitely did an act of Avera, but he had no intention to do so, and it was totally was coercion, it was some sort of scenario where he had no say in the matter, and if he would have been up to him, he wouldn't have done it. And he was forced into this situation. The Rambam says, tshuva is necessary by Mezid and by Shagig. He leaves out Einus. There is no tshuva, apparently, for Rambam, it's very clear. There's no chi of tshuva when it comes to Einus. Now, just for a moment, it's worthwhile to clarify, what exactly is Mezid, Einus, and Shagig and Einus? Now, it goes through, there are a lot of places that need clarification within many, many categories, what qualifies for these categories. But basically, we know somebody makes a deliberate choice. He has a choice, he has a choice in front of him, and he chooses to do something. Shagig is where one is generally, and I say this very, in general sense, at the risk of oversimplification, but shagig is where one, within one circumstance, did not deliberately choose to violate halacha. But, however, he was lacking information, but he could have clarified, he could have clarified, it's something he should have known better. And he should have known, and he didn't clarify properly, he didn't know whether it's the reality, whether it's the halacha, it's something he could have found out, and he didn't care to do so. And by doing so, he was over on halacha. So again, it's not a deliberate choice, but nonetheless, he was careless in that sense. That's shagig. Einus is one of two cases. One is where someone puts a gun to your head and says, look, this is usur, right? And do it or else. That obviously, I have no free will, I'm not expressing my free will in the choice. That's clearly a case of einus. Another case of einus is, this comes up quite frequently, unfortunately, but it comes up many times, is if I follow halacha, and I follow exactly what halacha tells me to do, and I go ahead and I follow the dictates to the letter of the law, exactly what a rav would tell me to do. And again, it's not in every scenario, but generally speaking, I follow what halacha tells me to do, and it turns out that I made a mistake. It turns out I did the wrong thing. Now, I followed halacha, I didn't make a mistake in halacha. For example, there are instances where the stories that come out, where there's a time where you have a restaurant or food in the food industry, where they have a mashgiach, and they have proper hashgacha, proper supervision. And it's not that they were, lax in the way they dealt with it, so they were derelict in their duties of hashgacha. They did exactly what they're supposed to do according to halacha. And the owner, for that reason, decides to go ahead and circumvent the whole hashgacha, and he brings in non-kosher food. It turns out, for the past who knows how many years, people have been eating non-kosher food. In that case, you did what you had to do according to halacha. In that case, it seems that the majority of Paiskim seem to be very clear, one does not need a kapara in that case, one does not need a tshuva. You did what you had to do according to the Torah, and as long as you follow what the Torah tells you to do, that would qualify as einus. There's no gun to the head here. But you did what the Torah told you to do, you're not expected to do beyond that, and that would qualify as einus as well. The problem with this is, though, the halacha, by the way, is codified as well by the Ramah in Hilchos Nida, that in the case where one follows exactly what halacha says to do, whatever the case is over there, that also would emerge the same thing. If you do what the protocol of the Torah establishes, you're off the hook. The problem is, what happens when you come to Al-Khayt? The first thing we start off, we say, Al-Khayt shechatanu lufanecha, Al-Khayt akash baruch, we sinned, ba'aynis uberatzayn. Straight off the bat, we sinned ba'aynis. So why am I clapping Al-Khayt? If I don't have to do tshuva for aynis, what's going on over here? There are many who would like to say, according to the pshat, the Gain says, there's a Gain that says in Mishlei, that in the Pasuk Shuvi Yisrael, he explains the Pasuk Shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem lekecha, ki chashalta ba'avinecha, return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do tshuva, come back, return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki chashalta, because you have stumbled ba'avinecha in your iniquities in your deliberate averus. An avin is deliberate avera. Michshol is to stumble by mistake. How could you stumble by mistake on a deliberate avera? So the guy says a very interesting aside. He says that anytime a person does something by mistake, the way it works is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up a person's life, that the more you try to work on something, he helps you out. You try to be careful about something, he'll be there sticking up for you, whether you know it or not. If you're not careful about something, you're going to find that inadvertently you're messing up a lot of times too, because that protection is gone. According to how you conduct yourself, Hashem will help you out. Because if you stumble by mistake and mess up, that's because prior to that you weren't careful. You made deliberate choices the wrong way. And because of that, down the road, you'll stumble by mistake. So he says, and every time you make an aveira b'shagig, before that, preceding that, there was an act of aveira. It could have been well before that, but there was an aveira b'mezid that sort of destroyed your defenses and let that shagig happen, even though this time it was clearly a shagig. There's a guy named Evan Shlomo, which goes along with the same opinion, and he goes further, and he goes even by an einus. By doing a aveira b'einus, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed me to be put into that situation, that circumstance, where I'm aveira b'einus, is because of the previous maze that I did. Now, however, according to the guy, it means this, I have to tshuva right now, because even though right now it was an einus, but since I brought myself to that circuit situation, I would have to do tshuva. However, this opinion of the Gaon is clearly not accepted by the Rambam and by the Ramah in Halacha, because they're clearly saying that on this Aveira I don't have to do tshuva whatsoever. On the previous Aveira I would have to do tshuva, but on this Aveira Ba'inis, they say very clearly, I don't have to do any tshuva. I'm totally off the hook. So bottom line is, I don't know, honestly, I don't know pshat in Al-Khech Shalom Lufanech Ba'inis. I'm not sure if the Rambam has to answer that. I'm not sure when it started off in history, where that was introduced into davening. The others who want to say the pshat is simply that it's not a true oinus. We're saying al-chait. A lot of times we put ourselves in situations where we feel forced. And we say, you know, we couldn't do any better, we're stuck, you know, we're in a tough situation socially, we couldn't have, you're late for a minyan, and it's time for mincha, and you're in a meeting, and you can't walk out of the meeting, so you feel, you justify it by calling it an oinus, but deep down you know it's not an oinus. So we say al-chait shtanof v'necha v'oinus, al-chait, that we justified our actions by calling it an oinus, even though in truth it's not really an oinus. But again, as far as a true, legitimate halachic oinus, well, we don't have to chew on that. I'm going to go to the hospital. 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 I'm going to go to the hospital.